Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo J just making a video about Don't Talk Bad About Israel. Well, let's go. Yes, this little gem comes from the ACLU. Oh yes, it says, Texas City tells people no Hurricane Harvey aid unless they promise not to boycott Israel. Yes, I know this is old, but it seemed kind of relevant for today's topic, right? That Israel could do no wrong, correct? Yes, this is from October 19th of 2017, and the affiliate of ACLU of Texas. The funny thing is, I was rummaging through the ACLU of Texas, and I couldn't find the person that wrote this. It's pretty weird, look. Yeah, I went into the ACLU of Texas website, and I was rummaging through there, and it doesn't have a name of who wrote this. It says they have 50 plus people working in that place, so take your pick who wrote this schlock, but whatever, right? I just hate it that people hide their shit and they try to be sneaky. Just come on straight out and tell us what you are. Don't try to hide.
Just do it.
Yes. Oh, someone wrote it, huh? Some mysterious guy. Yes. Funny how that works, right? Well, anyways, let's go read this shit. Whoever wrote it, well, wrote it, right? Anyways. Houston, the city of Dickinson, Texas, is requiring applicants for Hurricane Harvey rebuilding funds to certify of writing that they will not take part in boycotts of Israel. Yes, you can't talk shit about Israel. For whatever reason, they could do no wrong, right? But if you want your money for your problems, you better say as we say. Don't do as we do, right? Huh, right. The American Civil Liberties Union criticized the city's condition as a violation of free speech rights. The First Amendment protects Americans' right to boycott, and the government cannot condition hurricane relief and any other public benefit on a commitment to refrain from protecting political expressions. Huh, I thought the ACLU was going to go not help these guys, so it's the other way around. Okay, so it's the city that's doing this shit, not the ACLU. Huh, okay. I thought they'll be more pro-Israel. Wow, like, I didn't see that. That was a curveball. At least to me it was. Well, anyways, let's continue with the story, correct? Yeah. Anyways, said the ACLU of Texas legal director Andre Segura. Yeah, this guy is not Segura, because Segura means Spanish. It means being sure, and I doubt it this fool is sure, but whatever, right? Dickinson's requirement is an egregious violation of the First Amendment, reminiscent of McCarthy-era loyalty oaths requiring Americans to disavow membership in the Communist Party and other forms of subversive activity. Oh yes, now they want to do things that are pro-America, right? Well, I'm surprised they're doing this because everything's more communist, but who knows, maybe I'm the retarded one, right? The city's website says that it is accepting applications from individuals and businesses for grants from money donated for hurricane relief. The application says that by signing it, the applicant verifies that the applicant, one, does not boycott Israel, and two, will not boycott Israel during the term of this agreement. You see, if you don't do what Israel says and or you talk smack about them, you get no money. So it gets no suit for you, like in Seinfeld, right? Well, it be what it be, yo. It's just crazy that the fucking star people are doing strong-arming people. If you don't do what they say, you're gonna get fucked in the ass. Oh, yes. Yeah, it's not cool getting probed in the ass. What can you learn from all this anal probing? I don't know, but you sure do love fucking people in the ass. Just saying. Anyways, I digress, right? The city appears to be enforcing a recently passed Texas law that requires all state contractors to certify that they are not participating in boycotts of Israel. I wonder why. The world may never know. We could speculate, right? But that's a story for another day. Anywho, while the ACLU does not take a position on boycotts of foreign countries, the organization has long supported the right to participate in political boycotts and has voiced opposition to laws and bills that infringe on the right to boycott. Yeah, protesting, even though if you go to a protest, most likely it's a honeypot. Yeah, it's all Fed Central, so you shouldn't go to one because then it's when they get you and then you'll be on some kind of list. And you don't want to be on a list. Yeah, look at the people from January 6th. Fun times for those people, right? Nah, man. Not at all. poor dudes. The Supreme Court ruled decades ago that political boycotts are protected by the First Amendment, and other decisions have established that the government may not require individuals to sign a certification regarding their political expressions in order to obtain employment, contracts, or other benefits. Yes, that means that I don't have to dance. You have to give me my money. Either way, it doesn't matter if I'm Republican, Democrat. If I choose for the Green Party, Purple Party, Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter. But to some people, it does. And this is bullshit. Either way, you shouldn't go to protest. Because you know why? Protests are bullshit controlled by government. So there is no left and right. It's just us versus the government. So yeah, you take that with what you will. On October 11, the ACLU filed a federal lawsuit challenging the Kansas law on behalf of a high school math teacher who is being required by the state to certify that she won't boycott Israel if she wants to take part on a teaching training program. Yes, you're not supposed to do that because remember, equality, but there is no equality with these people, right? In July, the ACLU sent a letter to members of Congress proposing a bill that would make it a felony to support certain boycotts of companies doing business in Israel and its settlements that in the occupied Palestinian territories. Yes, you shouldn't be doing that shit. Why are you going to make it a felony just because some people do certain things shouldn't do, right? Just because it's sanctioned by the government, some things are not? You shouldn't go to protest either way. Don't boycott things because no matter what, you get screwed. Yeah, it doesn't work anyways. Look at Bud Light, still there, right? Dylan Mulvaney, still there. So what's the point of boycotting stuff if they don't die? Yeah, these places are still there, so I don't know. You do what you want, just saying. As a result, Senate sponsors of the bill are considering changes. Oh, you think? Oh, sure, we're the land of the free, aren't we? Yeah, so free that we can't even criticize our own masters. Yes, what was that saying that you could see who's in charge by who you can't criticize or something like that? Yeah, well, there you go. I don't know, man, they think that you're stupid or something, right? But hell, if anyone with eyes in their heads can see this shit, it's plain as day. But, you know, whatever. People don't have testicular fortitude or whatever, right? I guess I'm stupid. If people want to be giving certain people hall passes, go for it. Not everyone is going to extend the same courtesy. Because remember, people measure things with different rulers. And my ruler is different. And guess what? I smack people with my ruler. You know, I'm sure there's other people that think that way. But, I'm just a little weenie. What can I do? Nothing. I'm a loser. Loser! But who else is a loser? Pretty much everyone, because they can't do shit. The only people that can do shit, they're not doing nothing. They just have their thumbs straight up their ass. But whatever, I guess I'll leave these things right here, but like the British people says, I'm waffling on. So, you guys take care of yourselves, you be the best people out there. Don't be screwing people over like other people do. And kick ass, man. Do it with integrity, right? You can still win without being a piece of shit. Just saying. Well, goodbye.